of any major loosening of restrictions. Garden centres, though, in England will be allowed to open from Wednesday. It's part of first step measures. But with the sun out this weekend, many people are already ignoring some of the restrictions still in place, as Rebecca Williams reports.
The sun's out and you'd be forgiven for thinking lockdown is over. Despite the odd reminder, mixed messages and little information from the government are making it feel like the country's starting to move again.
Definitely needs to be lifted round about now. Like, a lot of the people, they're not really sticking to the rules anyway.
I think he should go as far as he can to reduce it. I think people have been very good so far, but I think there's a tipping point.
You feel a bit weird, like it's contradictive, the feeling of, are we allowed to be outside now? Are we allowed to do more than one exercise a day?
I think it's going to be definitely easy because it's already happening, so it would be very strange if he says the opposite.
Go home, please. It's not a holiday. It's a lockdown.
During the lockdown, most have stuck to the rules, but the police have had to come down hard on some. In the West Midlands, this man even spat blood into a police officer's eye as he was handcuffed, raising fears of contamination. Forces across the UK have been patrolling parks and streets, but there are concerns that this weekend could place added pressure on officers.
It's got its challenges because it's a bank holiday weekend. People need a boost, I think, and it's a great opportunity to commemorate the VE Day celebrations. I know it's confusing, but the rules are still the same.
As the weeks go on, it seems parts of the country are getting busier and busier. In the first 4 weeks of lockdown, the police issued nearly 9,000 fixed penalty notices to those flouting the rules, with the highest number issued in London, the Thames Valley and also Lancashire.